This is NSO News Sports. We're joined by Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School. And Chris, the 2-0 Bulldogs, how does that feel?
Feels good. Culmination of a lot of hard work paying off, kids buying into to what we want to do, and the kids executing and playing well.
Coach, let me ask you. You beat a Beverly team, a decent Beverly team in the opening round. Then you go down and beat a Somerville team that was 1-0. And I guess, tell me what's been going right with you guys.
You know, the kids are buying in, the kids are working hard, and they're following the game plan. Two different teams completely. Beverly, a bigger physical, very physical team. We felt we had some advantages, with our speed, which we took advantage of, I think, in that game. And then a Somerville team that was very athletic, very fast. It's a good team over there, good program. And the kids were able to kind of stick to it. It was a little different game plan that game. And the kids stuck to it. The kids did well, and they executed. And, it wasn't perfect. We have a lot of things to work on. But the first half, was a little – came out very, very fast. And then the second quarter, we kind of had a little bit of a lull. Picked it back up in the third and fourth quarters and finished the game strong.
I know, having seen the Beverly game, one of the things that really stood out to me was consistency, kind of all-around consistency on both sides of the football for you guys, which again, you got to have that to win.
Yeah, and last week was more of that. All three phases of the game, we were strong defensively. We bounced back after after a big touchdown, and we had a 3-0 to start the second half. We had a kick return for a touchdown, 90-yard kick return, and then we kick off against a very dangerous kick return with some very good athletes out there. We were phenomenal in terms of our kicker Devin Curley placing the ball, our coverage being down there, and offensively executing when we needed to. Big third downs, running the ball. The kids are buying in, and we're executing when we need to.
What do you know about North Reading? Now, North Reading has had a great team the last few years. I know they got taken down last week against Hamilton Wenham, but tell me about North Reading.
Yeah, historically a very good program. They've had some success, as you mentioned, and this year I expect nothing different. The Hamilton Wenham team is a good team. They got some good players on that team, and watching the film, and another strong program. And we expect a hard-fought game from North Reading. They seem like a very disciplined team. They have some good athletes. I know they have a good coaching staff, and they come from a tough conference.
Yeah, they took out, Danvers in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I think they lost to Marblehead, right, in the North Final, I believe. Is that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and again, took out a tough Danvers team last year with a very a superstar, an athlete that they had last year, in Andreas. And we're expecting a tough, hard-nosed game Friday night.
All right, Chris, good talking with you. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.